Hello, my name is Faye. I'm a British Wheel of Yoga teacher from Body Soul Yoga. Today's yoga lesson is an intermediate flow. We start in child's pose and we start grounded, and then we flow through some sun salutations with variations. We have included in the practice a turbo dog. We have some humble warriors, wild thing, some hamstring stretches, side planks, and we finish returning to the floor and then for a meditation on space. So when you're ready, coming onto all fours, sinking back, bottom to heels, easing the forehead down to the floor. And initially, you can place your arms beside you, but if your forehead doesn't quite reach the floor, you can stack your fists one on top of the other, like one potato, two potato, and just rest your forehead on those fists. So child pose, a forward fold. Just melt himself forwards. Feel the shoulders releasing. And feel those hips sinking down into the floor. Allow the ribs to soften. And take a moment to notice your breath. Feel the body connected to the earth, grounded, rooted. Ready, you can start to move your arms forwards, so extend both arms as far forwards as you can. And make sure those hands are reaching as far forward as you can and symmetrically, so that one isn't ahead of the other. And if you're nice and open in the shoulders today, you can come up to your fingertips and the pads of your thumbs and really feel the arms lengthening. Shoulders stretching. And feel the armpits melting down towards the floor. And if you're aware of your Ujjayi breath, just tapping into that, the breath that sounds like waves. Going to start to walk the extended arms towards the right side. So if they're ahead of you, imagine a clock face at 12 o'clock. Walk your fingertips over towards a 2 o'clock position. And then again, you can melt the head to the floor, the armpits down, and try and push into your left hip and feel a nice stretch along the left side of the body, opening up the left side. Make the breath long and full. And just tune in to the sound of your breath today. And then returning gently to the centre. And then walking the hands over towards the left side at around 10 p.m. on a clock face. 10 a.m., 10 p.m. just stretching over to the left so that we stretch out the right side of the body. And again, just allow the body to sink down into the stretch. Again, and focusing on the in and the out breath.
Well done, I can hear some good deep breathing.
And ease yourself back to the centre. Okay, we're going to come back to all fours now. Hips above the knees, hands under the shoulders, and then we're going to reach forward into puppy dog pose. So if you come down onto your forearms, and then open the elbows a little so you can pop the forehead back down again. Stretch your arms again as far forward as you can. Melt the forehead to the floor, bottom sticking up nice and high into the air. And just experience that lovely stretch in the mid and upper back. This is also known as the melting heart posture. So try and bring your breath into that space, the breath in through the nose, but feel it open the back body as though you're spreading your wings. And as you extend the arms, try softening the ribs. And again, notice your breath flowing in and out of your nose. Very slowly start to walk yourself back up onto all fours. We are taking eye of the needle now. So your left arm becomes the needle. If you lengthen it as it reaches underneath the right armpit and to the right side, you can bend your right elbow and slowly lower yourself onto the left shoulder, the left ear. So bottom remains nice and high, and you're bringing some weight into the upper left arm and upper left shoulder. If it doesn't quite reach the floor, I'll pop some blankets under the shoulders to give you some support. Just trust the mat beneath you and exhale into that stretch, lovely. If you'd like a little bit more weight into the shoulder, you can raise your right arm up into the air. The right arm, yeah. And then bring the right hand back to the floor and use that hand to push back onto all fours. Well done. Okay, let's change sides. The right arm becomes the needle. Thread it through underneath the left forearm, stretch it towards the left side and rest onto the right side of the head, the right upper arm. And again, bend that left. If you'd like to bring a bit more weight into that, you can lift this arm into the air, but only go there if that feels comfortable and you feel safe. And again, tuning in with your breath. Okay, bringing the left arm down, if you've raised it, use your hand to push into the floor, back to all fours. And then we'll take some cat and cow poses. So lifting the bottom, looking up, roll your shoulders back, draw the navel in. And rounding like a cat as you drop your tailbone down and squeeze your chin to your chest, rounding the upper back. Breathe in, look up into your cow pose. Breathing out to come to your cat. So just move with your own breath. The inhale takes you to cow pose, the out breath into your cat. And again, move the body symmetrically. So mirror left and right side as you move and create some circulation in the spine. Just a couple more cow and cat. after your next cow pose, a nice flat back, making a table, and then tuck your toes under. Straighten the legs, lift your hips high, coming into downward facing dog. And then a blissful dog as you start to pedal out your heels. Nice and slowly, bringing a stretch to the Achilles tendons, the calf muscles, back of the knees, and the hamstrings. Okay, when you're ready, come to a nice still downward facing dog. And we're going to lift our heels so that you really stretch and keep pushing the chest towards your thighs here. And then we're going to squeeze the heels down to the floor and then bend the knees and again push your chest as close to the thighs as you can. So really bend them, bring a nice lot of stretch into that back body. So again, coming up to the tiptoes, try and keep your back exactly where it is. So no rounding of the back as you squeeze now the heels back down to the floor and straighten those legs, lovely. Right, we're going to come back onto the tiptoes now. And then I want you to keep your chin tucked in towards your chest. I want you to bring the shoulders forwards over the wrists. And then I want you to come into a plank position. If you need to step the feet back or the hands forward, you can. So it's a rounded downward facing dog as you tuck the chin in. Squeeze yourself back into your down dog. Squeeze the heels down. And then lift your heels round the upper back and come into another plank position. If this is getting too much, please return to all fours and take your cat and cow pose again. Excellent. So back to down dog and then lift your heels. Keep rounding one vertebra at a time into your plank position and round yourself back into your downward facing dog. Well done. We are now walking our feet to our hands, taking a forward fold. Just take a moment here, and if you're happy to, bring your fingertips, interlace them, and bring the hands behind your head, bending at the elbows. Just bringing a bit of pressure into the back of the neck in the forward fold to stretch out the neck, the mid and upper back. So let's take a few breaths in this forward fold. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Just sigh the breath away. Try and create a little bit more space in the back body. And then very slowly, keeping the hands where they are, we are rolling up to stand. So big breath in, start to roll up. And the head is the last thing that lifts. And we're going to roll the shoulders back and release the arms down by our sides. Okay, please shake it out, and when you're ready, find Tadasana. Half sun salutations now to warm the spine. So when you're ready, take an out breath. Big breath in, reach to the sky, or add a back bend. Take a forward fold, exhale completely. Inhale, look up, lengthen your spine. Create space in the chest, exhale, forward fold again. Reach for the sky or back bend. Return to Tadasana, hands in prayer position. Lovely. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, forward folding. Look up and lengthen your spine. And forward fold again. Reach for the sky. Inhale. Exhale, Tadasana. Again, half salutation. Stretch to the sky. Exhale, forward fold. Reach up. Look up, lengthen, forward fold again. Reach for the sky, inhale.
Tadasana. One more half salutation. Lengthen, inhale. Fold, exhale.
Lengthen, look up. Fold, exhale. Well done. Reach for the sky.
Pause in Tadasana. Notice how you feel. Notice that connection between the hands and the connection between your feet and the floor. I'm going to take Surya Namaskar A now, holding our down dogs for 5 breaths. Exhale. Inhale, reach for the sky. Forward fold, Uttanasana. Extend.
extend your Uttanasana, look up and lengthen. Now ground your hands, a big step back into your plank position. We'll take the first one nice and soft. So drop to your knees, lower your chest to the floor as you squeeze your elbows in towards your ribs. Point your feet, roll up to cobra. Back to your downward facing dog. Five breaths here, adjust your feet. Hide your heels, ground the hands and push your chest to your thighs. If you feel too long, step your feet a little bit further forward towards you.
And bring the breath into the middle of your back. Very nice.
After your five breaths, look between your hands. A big breath in as you return to extended forward fold, looking up. And then it's a forward fold, exhale, dropping the head. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, hands into prayer position. Lovely. Another Suri Namaskara A. Inhale, reach for the sky. Forward fold. Wonderful. Look up and lengthen. Find your plank. Nice grounded hands. Bottom below the shoulders. Knees, chest, chin, or if you're ready, a chaturanga down to the floor. Inhale to your cobra and back to downward facing dog. Wonderful. Okay, so we're going to hold the dog for five breaths and then in a moment we're going to move back into a plank position. And please rest in child if you need to. Okay, after your five breaths, come into plank position and bring your right knee to your elbow. And we're going to hold this here. And you can always drop to the left knee if you need to. So using your core strength to keep that knee lifted from the floor and squeezing towards your elbow. Well done. Return to your downward facing dog. Fade back to your plank position. This time, the left knee coming towards the left elbow. Hold it here, breathing. Nice, full breaths. If you need more oxygen, breathe in and out through your mouth. Know that you can drop to the right knee if you need to. And return to your dog. Well done. As you breathe in, step forwards into extended forward fold. Inhale, look up. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, Tadasana. Take a couple of breaths here, well done. Layers coming off, getting warmer. Another round of Suri Namaskara A. Let's exhale into Tadasana. Inhale, reach for the sky. Forward fold, exhale completely. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Then coming to your plank position. You can either drop to your knees or chaturanga. And then either cobra or maybe this time a little bit higher. High cobra or maybe even an upward facing dog. And return to your downward facing dog. Fabulous. Five breaths here. Squeeze those heels to the floor. Wonderful. Okay, when you're ready, return to your plank position. You can either take chaturanga press-ups with knees lifted, or you can now drop to your knees. And then we're going to take six chaturanga press-ups. So we're going to squeeze the elbows in towards the ribs, lower ourselves down, and push ourselves back up. And you don't need to go too low. You can take an inch down and lower yourself up. And you can either come all the way down and rest on your tummy and then push yourself up again. So another three chaturanga press-ups. Get nice and warming and really strong. When you're ready, return to downward facing dog. Okay, so the options. So all fours, chaturanga, elbows in, push up and back. You don't need to get all the way to the floor, so you could do a little dip of six. Or you can come all the way down, put your tummy on the floor, and raise yourself back up again.
Six of those.
Six of whatever you choose.
Okay.
Or you can rest in child pose and release your wrists. When you're ready, after your six, return to downward facing dog. Let's keep these feet in the body, keep those traps strong. Well done. Some nice red faces in the class. Once you reach the down dog, take a couple more breaths here. And then look through the hands, a big step forwards into extended forward fold, then drop the head, exhale, inhale, reach for the sky, and pause in Tadasana, well done. Moving into Surya Namaskara B now, we've got a lot of vinyasas, so plank, chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Know that you don't need to do all of those, you can just hold your down dog, or again rest in child. We will be coming back to meet you in your down dogs or trials. Okay, this one is where we start and finish in chair pose. So as you exhale, bend the knees deeply as though sitting on a chair. Bring your fingertips to brush the floor and raise your arms up to about shoulder height. You don't need them kissing your ears. Sink nice and low into that initial chair. And then take a forward fold, exhale, dropping the head. Inhale, look up and lengthen your spine. Then take your plank position. And then we are vinyasa-ing. So you can either do knees, chest, chin, or a full press up to the floor, chaturanga. Take your up dog, up high cobra or cobra. And again, it's a downward facing dog. Okay, we're going to turn the left toes out slightly and step the right foot forwards into warrior one. And if you feel your hips facing the side, I want you to lift your left heel today and come onto your tiptoes for invincible warrior. Really stretching out that left hip flexor.
We're all doing that, or just the feet?
If you felt that your hips were to the side, diagonal, just turn and lift the heels. It just depends how your hips feel today. Nice soft shoulders. Ground your hands. Take another downward facing dog. You can vinyasa again or stay here. So if you're vinyasa-ing, plank, chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Well done. And then we are turning the right toes out, step the left foot forwards, rise to warrior one on the left side, bending that front knee nice and deeply. Again, if the hips feel a little too open to the right side, lift your right heel and take an invincible warrior instead. Bend nice and deeply into that front knee. Well done. Ground your hands. Take another down dog. You can hold here or vinyasa. Plank, chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Then holding your down dog for five breaths or resting in child pose. Keep pushing chest to the thighs, well done. Okay, we're going to again come to a plank position. We are bringing the right knee to the right elbow, holding here. Now that you can drop to the left knee. And yeah, be kind to yourself. If you need to rest in child, that's good. Listen to your body. Done, return to your downward facing dog. Couple of breaths here. Use this as your resting pose. Again, if you'd like to, come to your plank and the left knee is being held at the left elbow. So some heat being generated here. Returning to your downward facing dog. Well done. Then we step forwards into extended forward fold. Look up and lengthen your spine. Exhale, drop your head. Bend your knees deeply, return to your chair. You're going to hold the chair for a couple of breaths. Breathe deeply here. This is a heat generator. Getting to that fat burning zone. Okay, exhale, forward fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Again, take your plank position. Vinyasa, or come straight to down dog. Bending the elbows, taking the up dog, then the downward facing dog. Well done. Okay, your left toes turn out, the right foot steps through, rising to warrior one, or pivoting, lifting heels so you come to your invincible warrior. Bend nice and deeply into that leg. Front knee bending. Ground your hands, take plank, vinyasa through to your downward facing dog again. I see you can do it, you're strong. Use your breath as well. Fabulous. Turn your right toes out, step your left foot through. Rise to your warrior. Again, it can be invincible or it can be warrior one. Bring the breath in. Make sure you're not holding the breath. Ground your hands, plank, vinyasa, or straight to down dog. Fantastic. Breath in for your back bend, breath out for down dog. Well done, just holding the breath, holding that position, breath flowing. Well done. Now if you want a little bit of a challenge here, we are going to take a turbo dog. So instead of bending elbows to dolphin, you're going to hover just above the floor with the elbows in a sort of half dolphin, and then you can come back up again if you need to. And again, you can bend elbows really close to the floor, but not quite on it, and then come back up. So if you want to have a go at that, you can take a turbo dog. Quite strong on the shoulders.
Oh my God, can I just bend them?
That's it, bend those elbows, but don't let them touch the floor. And then return to your downward facing dog.
I carried on one yesterday. My legs are not working.
That's fine. Well done. Right, let's look through between the hands, returning to extended forward fold. Breathe in, look up. Exhale, forward fold. Bend your knees, return to your chair. Let's breathe here. Are you warm yet?
Ooh. Oh, just a little.
Okay, from here we're going to bring our hands into prayer position, keeping that chair position. And then we are going to balance on one leg. So bring the weight into the right foot and bend the left knee and bring the knees together. So knees squeezing together, left foot lifts from the floor, you're balancing in one leg in chair pose. And then a big stride back with the left leg into invincible warrior, bring your arms up to the sky. Push into your back heel. Lovely. So if you can, that left heel's lifted now, but if it's uncomfortable for your foot, keep it flat. Okay, with humble warrior, we usually lean forward and lay our body on the thigh. Today we're going to keep our arms, the upper arms kissing the ears, and we're just going to stretch forward in a nice diagonal line from the fingertips to the left toes. So if you can, raise the chest a little bit higher, off the leg. That's it, arms high. Nice and warm in here. And then bring your fingertips to the floor and bring your knee to the ground. Okay, I've left some blankets near you. If you want to put the blanket under your knees, feel free. Okay, so we're going to be here a little while on the knee. So sink nice and low into that kneeling lunge. And just check where the knee is. It should be over the ankle. So if your knee is ahead of your toes and your heel is lifted, you need to bring the right foot forward a little bit more. Okay, hand left hand grounded. Reach your right arm up to the sky in a twist. Squeeze the right knee in towards the body.
So lengthen the in and the out breath.
If you'd like to go deeper, tuck your left toe under and lift the knee, but keep the knee down if that's not working for you. Okay, so you can either stay here or you can try a wild thing. Okay, if you're going into the wild thing, you're going to turn your left foot on its side. Then you're going to step the right foot up and over the left leg and push the hips high. Okay, so right foot steps behind the left leg, lift the hips high, and then step the right foot back over again, taking that high lunge, and rising back up to invincible area.
Just like
you said that, easy thing.
I told you this was intermediate.
Hands to prayer position. We're adding a twist now. Lower the chest, bring your left elbow over the right knee and squeeze into the knee, look over your right shoulder. You can stay up, that's fine. Keep breathing.
I think I can get out on it.
And then if you can, keeping that twist, I want you to step your left foot to meet the right, coming into a chair twist.
It's no way, I'm stuck.
Okay, stuck there.
No way.
Then return to chair with hands in prayer position. Keep the breath flowing. Okay, we're balancing it on the other side. So we're going to lift the right foot from the floor, squeeze the knees together. Are you glowing yet?
Yes.
Step the right foot back into your lunge. And raise your arms up into your invincible warrior. Well done. You're strong. Push into both feet. Open the chest. Bring the breath in. Okay, humble warrior. Lower yourself down to about 45 degrees from where you currently are. So 45 degrees up from that left thigh. Keep that breath flowing. And bring your hands to the floor, drop to your right knee into your kneeling lunge, stretching into that right hip flexor. And know that you can stay here. You can ground your right hand and add a twist, lifting the left arm up to the sky. If it's not working for your shoulder, bring your left hand to the small of your back and bend your left arm. If you want to go deeper, tuck the back right toe under and lift your knee. Twist, generate a little bit more heat. If you'd like to come into your wild thing, you're going to turn onto the right side of your right foot, step the left foot behind your left leg and push the hips high. Lovely, step the left foot back over the leg, return to your kneeling lunge. Lift your right knee from the floor. Rise back to your invincible warrior. Bend nice and deeply into that knee. Well done. Hands to prayer position. We're lowering the chest a little. Bring your right elbow over your left knee. Twist, look over your left shoulder. Push into that right heel. Very nice. And then we return to chair twist. So just gently bring the right foot to meet the left. Keep bending the knees. Keep twisting to the left side. Then return to chair with prayer position. Hands facing forward. Let's take a forward fold. Straighten your legs. Yogi toe lock, make pistol fingers, bring them through between big and second toes. Breathe in, look up and lengthen your spine, and then pull against the toes, bring your face towards the legs. Tilt your bottom up as though you're sitting on the ceiling. And take this moment to get your breath flowing slower and more deeply. Breathe in, look up again, lengthen your spine. Bend your knees, step your left foot back and drop to your left knee. And then again, if you'd like to pad out your knee, you can put that blanket underneath the knee itself. Okay. Okay, in this lunge, we are going to lift the left foot off the floor, keeping the knee on the floor. I'm going to stretch the quads now. And if you lift your chest, you may be able to catch hold of your left foot with your left hand, and maybe also with your right hand. Otherwise, stay in the lunge. Lovely. We're going to gently release the foot if you're taking hold of it. And then we shift our hips back for a hamstring stretch. We're straightening the front leg. You can slide the foot away from you, lift the toes, and then bow over the leg, bringing the face towards the shin. Wonderful. Coming back into your lunge. You can stay here if you'd like to bend the left leg again. Lift the foot from the floor, lift the chest, and then you're trying to aim your head to the toes. I'm miles away, but it's a lovely stretch to that left thigh, the hip stretch. Nice little back bend. And ease yourself back down. Well done. Just take a moment to sink into the lunge. Okay, we're going to come into plank position. And take a side plank now. We are lifting the right hand into the air, turning onto the sides of the feet. You know that you can always drop to that left knee if you need to. Breathing in. Okay, back to all fours. Drop to the knees and bring your left foot through for that kneeling lunge. Again, pad out the knee if you need to with the blankets. So feel free to stay in this kneeling lunge. If you'd like to, you can lift the chest a little and then start to bend the right leg, and that will lift the right foot from the floor, and you may be able to reach for the foot with the right and the left hand for the chest nice and open. Stretching to that quad, really good if you're running, cycling. Lower the foot slowly to the floor. Take a hamstring stretch, lean back a little, but keep hip over right knee. Slide the left foot away, straighten that leg, lift the toes, bow over that left leg into your hamstring stretch. Exhale, breathe here. Again, return to your low lunge where you can stay. If you'd like to allow the foot to try and meet the head, again, you bend the right leg, foot coming up, you lift the chest, and you can look up and try and squeeze the foot to the head. And again, lower yourself down to your lunge. Return to your plank. You can always rest in child if you need to. Plank position, we are taking the left hand to the sky, turning onto the sides of the feet. Power into that right hand, lift the left arm. Know that you can bring the right knee down to the floor for a kneeling side stretch. Plank. Well done. Return to plank and downward facing dog. Well done. Okay, so in dog, you should have your feet apart, hip distance apart. We're going to turn both heels towards the left side and then squeeze the heels towards the floor. And I want you to try and sway a little bit left and right, just stretching into the back of the legs, the hips. See how that alters the stretch. And then face your toes forward and you'll hide your heels again for the full dog. And then turn the heels towards the right side. Squeeze them down if you can. A gentle sway in the bottom left and right as you stretch out these legs that have been working hard. Again, take your downward facing dog. If you'd like another vinyasa, come to your plank, chaturanga, up dog, downward facing dog. Okay, we're going to turn the left toes out and step the right foot forwards again. But then you're going to turn both feet so that the toes turn in and that the feet are parallel to the outer edges of the floor in a Prasuita Padottanasana position. So your fingertips are in line with your big toes and the outside of your feet are parallel to the ends of the mat. Try and squeeze your head in between the legs. Push into the ground to help you through. Wonderful. And then we're going to come into a side lunge. So if you start to bring the weight into the right foot, you might want to turn the toes out gently. And then you can lift the toes of the left foot and sink your bottom nice and low into the stretch. That's it. And then you can walk yourself over to the other side, bending the left leg and straightening the right leg, lifting those right toes from the floor. And then over to the right side again, bending the right leg, lifting the left toes from the floor. Sink that bottom nice and low. And walk yourself over to the other side. Lovely. And then back to the centre, Prasuita Padottanasana. Reach the yogic toe lock to your big toes. Breathe in, look up and lengthen your spine and bend your elbows and pull your body through the space between your legs once more. Well done. Just make sure the weight is equal between toes and heels. Well done. Bend your knees so that you can bring the hands back towards the front of your mat and return to all fours. I'm going to come down to the floor now. Well done. So, in Dandasana, seated staff pose, legs stretched out in front of you. You're going to sit nice and tall, the body's at 90 degrees to the legs. I'm going to take a Paschimottanasana. So if you've got to protect your lower back, bend your knees. You can use your hands to pull flesh back, tilting your sitting bones back. Big breath in, reach your arms to the sky with a straight spine, reach for the wall in front of you and then allow your fingertips to reach your toes or take the hands behind the lower legs. Another opportunity to straighten your back, breathe in, look up and then exhale, melt over the legs. Lovely. And please feel free to bend your knees. That might give you a bit more leverage in the hips if you don't feel yourself folding forwards. That's wonderful. Use your exhale to melt into that stretch. And just observe the breath slowing down now. Okay, breathe in, look to the toes, draw the navel in and up as you stretch your arms to the sky and exhale them down by your sides. Well done, you can shake out the legs a little bit. Then we're coming into boat pose, Navasana. So if you bend your knees, soles of the feet start on the floor. You can use your hands to pull against your knees, lift your chest nice and high. And then arms stretching forwards, nice straight arms up to shoulder height, palms in, thumbs up. And maintain that nice height in the spine. Okay. You can always stay here. You don't need to lift your feet off the floor. If you can though, I want you to lean back about 30, 45 degrees. Lift the feet from the floor. And if you can, have the knees bent, but the lower legs parallel to the floor. And then we're going to take some toe taps, tapping alternate feet to the floor and returning back to the middle as you alternate between the two. Just tapping left foot, right foot. Keep that spine nice and straight. 10 more. If it gets too much, bring the feet to the floor. You can always pull against your knees and sit in the centre. Again, nice and warming as you are working your core after 20 in total. That's that extra 10. Give yourself a hug, put the feet on the floor, drop the chin to chest, stretching out the back body. Okay, we are going to reach now our arms between our legs and reach for the toes again. Yogic toe lock, pistol fingers through the big and second toes, or you can take hold of the outside of your feet. So keep your knees bent, bring the knees up towards the shoulders. And I want you to try and balance on your sitting bones. Feet off the floor, nice straight chest. And you can stay with bent knees here because you're still working your core in this balance. If you'd like to, you can start to straighten your legs, balancing just on the base of the spine and the sitting bones, straightening the legs, forming a V-shape with the legs. Don't worry if you can't straighten legs, you can keep them bent, you can still balance. Lovely, and bend the knees, bring the feet to the floor, and we're going to shuffle ourselves down towards the end of the mat so that we can roll ourselves back. Okay, again, it's that starting position for boat variation. So bend your knees, pull your hands against the knees to lift your spine, stretch your arms out in front of you. When you're ready, very slowly roll yourself back to the floor, one vertebra at a time. Very controlled, it's harder as you reach the floor. And when you do reach the floor, hug your knees in towards your chest, into Apanasana. Well done.
I'm actually sweating.
Okay, knees are going to be above our hips, feet off the floor. We're taking some dynamic twists. You can bring your arms beside you on the floor, maybe 45 degrees up from the hips. We're going to exhale, lower the knees towards the floor on the right side. You don't need to go all the way. Try and keep both shoulders grounded. Breathe in, come back to the middle. Left side of the knees, look over the right shoulder and back to the middle. If you want more of a challenge, you can also bring your fingertips behind your head, opening the elbows. So using the core to shift you left now, knees to floor, inhale to centre and over to the right. Keep that flowing. Inhale, centre. Exhale, knees to the side, looking over the opposite direction that the knees are travelling in. Some good breathing there, tapping into Ujjayi breath. Sound of the waves. We'll just take four more twists and then the last side will be your left side. And then you can release back to Apanasana, give yourself a hug in the center. If you're happy to, in Apanasana, spinal rocks gently rocking from side to side. We're going to finish today in a happy baby. If so, bend the knees deeply, reach your hands to the outside of your feet, bend the knees towards the floor, and just feel the whole back spreading out across the floor. If you're happy to, you can start to gently rock from side to side. This gives you a nice, even massage across the mid and upper back.
The naughty nursery.
Exactly. So just take a couple more rocks from each side. And then you can release, shake it out like a beetle trapped on its back. A free posture now. If your body needs anything, listen to what it does need, and then we'll take our relaxation. Lying back into Shavasana when you're ready. Taking a neutral, comfortable position with your straight spine. Little space between the feet flopping out to the sides, palms by the sides, palms rolling to the sky. Closing the eyes when you're ready. And starting with a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just sighing the breath away. And then allow the breath to return to its natural pattern. And simply witness the inhalation and the exhalation. And as the breath starts to slow down, be aware of your body lying on the floor. Be aware of the parts of the body that touch the ground. And direct your breath into the areas that make contact with the floor and observe what happens. Feel yourself expanding downwards. Bring your attention now to the left side of your body. Feel your energy radiating to the left side. Send your breath to the left leg, the left arm, the neck, left cheek, and the temple. Feel yourself expanding to the left. Turn your attention to the right side of your body. Feel your energy radiating to the right side. Direct your breath to the right leg, to the right arm, neck, right cheek, and temple. Feel yourself expanding to the right. And be aware now of the front of your body. Notice the energy radiating to the front body, into the legs, the belly, the chest, arms, the throat and the face. Send your breath into these parts. And feel yourself expanding to the front. Finally, feel yourself expanding in all directions simultaneously, allowing the energy to radiate throughout the whole body and into the space that surrounds you. As you do so, feel strong. Hold on to this feeling as you rest now. You are completely safe. Disturbing yourself too much, bring your focus to your body once more and to the space that you're lying in. Notice your breath. You may like to lengthen and deepen it, maybe even sighing away any remaining tiredness or tension. And then let's start to move the body, moving the toes, feet and ankles, fingertips, hands and wrists, turning the head gently from side to side. You may like a stretch or a hug of the knees. Just listen to what your body needs as you awaken. And when you feel ready, bend your knees and gently ease yourself over onto your side, just taking a moment here to notice how you feel. Noticing your breath, your body, your energy and your emotions. Feel ready, there's no rush. Coming up to a comfortable seated position. Okay, so sitting nice and tall, we'll take three breaths before we face the outside world. So breathing in, reaching up, exhaling, palms down the centre line of the body. Two more. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you.